Hi, this is AJ. Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in the community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not going to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Basically, let's start out with the questions here. Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
You do speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I proceed in Spanish?
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Buenas noches. Mi nombre es AJ y llamo de Opinion Research, una empresa privada de investigación de mercadeo. No estamos afiliados a ninguna organización de noticias o medios de comunicación ni ninguna campaña política. Esta noche vamos a realizar una breve encuesta de opinión pública en su comunidad y nos gustaría conocer sus opiniones. No estamos tratando de vender nada y sus respuestas permanecerán confidenciales.
Okay.
¿En qué idioma prefiere realizar la entrevista, en inglés o español?
En inglés.
¿En inglés? Okay. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter or an appointed or elected official or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Yes? No?
No.
Thinking ahead of which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th, we have a choice of I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, I am not registered to vote, don't know.
Very likely.
Very likely. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, Independent, Unaffiliated, not registered in any party, some other political party, you don't know?
Republican.
Republican, okay.
Yep.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? We have less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor of four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate
degree, okay. What is your main racial background? We have white Anglo, Hispanic, African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American?
Hispanic,
okay. What is your age? We have 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Over 65? Okay.
Yeah.
Gender, would it be male or female? Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Sorry. Generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they got off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track?
Okay. Yeah.
When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also in the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate how you would vote in it. Okay. So, let's see. The proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy and additional 25 mil ad valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. If the election were held today, would you say Would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal? You have no?
No.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against? And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against? Yeah, definitely.
Definitely voting no.
Definitely. Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against in this proposal?
I would vote no.
Okay. Yeah, probably vote no. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? We have, I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $23 per year. We also have, I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year. We have, I am fine with the current proposal, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. And we have, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
The last one.
I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
Yep.
Okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? We have controlling growth and development. We have fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, reducing traffic and congestion. We have holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. We have protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education and local schools, improving the economy and creating jobs, dealing with inflation and high cost of living, reducing poverty insurance, property insurance costs, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat.
Holding the line on property taxes.
Okay. Holding the line on the property taxes and reducing government spending. Do you think Osceola County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Just about right.
Okay. About right. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? We have definitely trust, probably do not trust, definitely do not trust.
I definitely trust them.
Okay, definitely trust. Okay. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. We have to provide natural floodwater storage to help reduce flooding. You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or you don't know.
What was the question again?
Okay, so yeah. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the following ways to spend this money. So to provide natural floodwater storage to help reduce flooding, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve? There are a number of ways that the money...
I approve.
You approve? Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve, okay. The number of ways the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County, to provide land for trails and passive recreation. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve? Okay.
Yeah.
To protect open space from over development. You strongly approve? Somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve? Yeah. To protect the Florida Wildlife Corridor. Strongly approve? Somewhat
strongly approve.
Strongly. To preserve the natural areas. Strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. To protect drinking water sources. Strongly approve?
Strongly
somewhat
approve.
Approve. Strongly approve.
Strongly
to acquire and manage environmentally sensitive land. Strongly approve? Somewhat approve? Somewhat disapprove? Strongly disapprove.
Strongly approve. Strongly approve.
Okay. To protect the wildlife habitat. Strongly approve?
Strongly
somewhat
approve.
Approve. Strongly approve. Okay. You will now be given a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate if it would make you more likely or less likely to support the program. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much more likely.
Okay, much more likely. There is a Citizens Oversight Committee that guides the county commissioner in their decision making. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. There will be an annual public audit of the of how the funds are spent. Much more likely.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Much more likely.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. I do appreciate your patience. We shouldn't be too much longer. You will now be given some statements in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. $3.33 per month is a small price to pay to preserve and protect our water quality and some of the last remaining natural areas in Osceola County. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. In today's digital age, it's more likely, more important than ever to provide parks, natural areas, and outdoor recreation programs for children to play outdoors and be physically active. Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing.
Very convincing.
Yeah.
The changing climate is leading to stronger storms and more frequent flooding that affect our everyday lives. This proposal conserves our forests and wetlands that naturally absorb floodwaters and reduce the risk of flooding to homeowners and local businesses. Very convincing, somewhat convincing. Not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing, okay. Nothing is more important than having clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect drinking water quality by preventing runoff and toxic chemicals from flowing into Osceola County's water supply. Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing.
Very convincing.
Preserving natural areas, wildlife habitat, and water resources can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Osceola County. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too
very
convincing.
Convincing.
Very convincing.
Yeah.
The proposal will create new parks, trails, and recreational areas for residents to enjoy the outdoors. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, and not at all convincing, no difference.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing, yeah. Osceola County is one of the fastest growing counties in Florida. By preserving these lands, this proposal would slow the rampant development that is harming quality of life and driving up costs for everyday residents. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference.
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for Osceola County each year. And this proposal would help boost the local economy. support our small businesses and agriculture industries, and create more jobs. Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay.
Yes.
With land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands is dwindling, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildlife habitat for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development. Very convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay. This proposal is not a new tax, rather a continuation of the environmental lands conservation program that nearly 7 in 10 Osceola County residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay. And we're getting pretty close here. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about the program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal? If yes in favor, if no against, and undecided, or wouldn't vote at all?
I would vote on this proposal yes.
Yes, okay. Yes in favor. Yeah. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor? Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Probably. Yeah. We're just about done here. Okay. You will now be given some statements against this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. As a reason to vote, no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you could indicate that as well. With inflation, high gas prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paid anything more in taxes. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not
very
at all
convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. Osceola County taxpayers are already on the hook for nearly $700 million of debt, and this proposal would increase the county's debt by at least $70 million. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. The proposal would give millions more taxpayers dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. We simply can't trust Osceola County to actually protect these lands. They just allowed part of a split oak forest, land they said would be protected forever to be used for a new superhighway, which will allow thousands of homes to be built. Encouraging new sprawling development, taxpayers should not be spending millions more on proposals like this because the county can turn around and allow that land to be used for other purposes. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. Okay. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While open space, trails, and parks are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. Yeah. We're pretty close to the end. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal? Yes in favor, no against.
Yes in favor.
Yes in favor. Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor? Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Probably. Please complete the following statement in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is...
Uh, so, but, uh,
Yeah,
what
so
was that
if
again?
If you can complete this statement in your own words, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
Taxes.
Taxes?
Yes.
Yeah. I appreciate your patience. Just a few more seconds. As you may know, in 1991, Osceola County used state and county funding to permanently protect split oak forests. Recently, the county approved building a new toll road through a portion of Split Oak Forest. The project would give 60 acres of land in Split Oak Forest to the Central Florida Expressway Authority to build a new toll road. With whom do you agree more? We have supporters who say this project will help alleviate traffic congestion in Osceola County and make up for the loss of part Split Oak Forest by conserving additional land in exchange for the land released from Split Oak Forest, or opponents who say this project will destroy native wildlife habitat that has been protected for three decades and calls into question whether the county can be trusted to protect land set aside for conservation in the future.
The previous one.
Okay, supporters who say this project will help alleviate traffic?
Yes.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Yes.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? You have very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I am very conservative.
Very conservative, okay. What is your national ancestry? You have Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian, Chilean, Peruvian, Ecuadorian?
Dominican.
Dominican?
Yes.
And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally? Mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish? Always speak English?
Both. Combination.
Okay. Speak Spanish and English equally?
Equally, yeah.
Okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you for thank you very much for your participation today, and I hope you have a wonderful evening, okay?
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.